Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're beginning Siman Shin Chav Vav. So we are holding on at the beginning of Siman Shin Chav Vav, and today's Amud is Kuf Samach Alef Amud Alef, but we're holding, of course, at the bottom of page 320, Shin Chav Vav Sif Alef. This is a Siman about bathing on Shabbos, so relevant Lemaisa. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Asur Lirchotz Kol Gufa Afilu Kol Eiver Eiver Levad. One is not allowed to bathe their entire body, even one limb at a time. Afilu B'mayim Shulchmu Me'erev Shabbos. Even if the warm water you're using was heated before Shabbos. Beinim him b'kli, beinim him b'karka. Whether the water's in a kli, like a bathtub, or whether it's in the karka. V'afil lishpach hamayim al gufo lishtatef aser. And even to pour the, meaning b'kli or b'karka, is an above ground pool or a below ground pool, right? Meaning regardless. V'afil lishpach hamayim al gufo lishtatef aser. And even to pour the water on your body, like a shower, is going to be aser. Avol mutter lirchutz ben panav yadav raglav. But one is allowed to bathe his, to wash his hands, face and feet with water that was heated before Shabbos. Says the Rama, O Share Varim, or any other part of your body, Kol Shein Rochitz Kol Gufo, as long as you avoid washing your entire body. Says Vahani Mili Bechamei Or. This whole discussion, though, is only when it comes to water that was heated by a fire. In fact, let's pause there for a second. Let's look at the Mishabura. Also Lirchutz, Gezer Shem Yavali de Zelachim Shabbos. The reason one is not allowed to bathe, even if the water was prepared before Shabbos, is because it's a Gezerah that you might come to heat up water on Shabbos. Kol gufo v'adin rov gufo derubo kikulo. When we say you're not allowed to bathe your entire body, it means even the majority of your body, because rubo kikulo is a klal in Torah. Levad v'kol shkeinim rochitz kedar charchitzo kol aguf biyachad. Even if you do one limb at a time, and obviously if you do all of the body at one time, it's going to be aser. V'afil lishpoch, then we said even showering. Hanu afilu mimayim shulchum me'erev Shabbos. And again, this is even water heated before Shabbos. V'afilu him b'karka, and even if it's in the karka. Bahem hainu b'cham shulchum. Then we said you're allowed to bathe you're allowed to wash your hands, face, and feet with, but the Mishabura is pointing out only with water heated before Shabbos. If the water was heated on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash your hands, face, or feet with that water either if you did bishul on it. Oh, Share Varim, the Isha Shalaveshus Levana b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov. A woman who's wearing white, meaning for Shiva Nikiyim, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Mutaris Lirchotz B'Mekomos HaMatunafim, is allowed to wash off the dirty parts of her body, B'chamin Shuhuchmu Me'erv Shabbos V'Yom Tov, using water that was heated beforehand, Rak Shitzizar Lirchotz B'Yadayim V'lo B'Beged K'dei Shelo Tavali De Schita. But she should only rinse off that area of her body with her hand and not with a washcloth, because that's going to lead to Schita. V'yesh Nashim No'ago She'en Lov Shos Levanim B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov V'makom She'en Minig. There are some women that won't begin that process on Shabbos and Yom Tov because it requires washing out that area, and they don't want to do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but where there's no minug, otherwise we are mekel. And therefore, because you know this, there's an isser to wash one's entire body in heated water, even if it was heated beheter, was heated on Erev Shabbos. When they heat a mikvah, you have to make sure the mikvah is not really considered heated. It has to be only mayim poshrim, lukewarm water, not hot water. Dim lokein also lit bulbo, because if it's more than lukewarm, then it's also to be tovel in it. How hot is lukewarm? So Rav Moshe says it's less than the heat of a normal person's shower or bath, meaning it's got to be lower than that in order to be considered lukewarm. Rav Nissim Krelitz says that it's the sheer that you're not getting hana'a from the heat, that it's not painful from the cold, but you're not getting hana'ah from the heat. You're not enjoying the warmth of the water. That's the definition of lukewarm. In Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, it is all quoted in the Dirshu over here. He says it's the temperature of saliva is lukewarm, which is body temperature. So 98.6 or whatever. So that would be anything below that is perfectly fine from a from the perspective of lukewarm. In the Tshuvas Ol Tzion, he says 37 degrees Celsius. Okay. So va'ayin carbon. Okay, a few more makamos. Now, weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, aval b'chamei teveria, but in naturally hot springs, mutar lirchutz afilu kol gufo yachad. Then you're allowed to bathe your entire body. Vein tzarich lomar b'tzonin, and certainly in cold water, you're allowed to bathe your entire body. V'hadishari b'chamei teveria, the fact that we allow chamei teveria is dafka b'karka. That's only if it's in the ground. Aval b'kli lo. You're not allowed to bathe in chamei teveria if it's in a kli. T'asi lachlufi b'chamei Chamei Or, because people will confuse that with Chamei Or. They'll confuse that with water that was heated by fire and not water that was heated from a natural spring. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chesav, B'chamei Tveri, V'din Shar Mayonos Chamei. It doesn't have to be the Chamei Tveri. It means any hot spring, any naturally hot spring. Lo Gazru Alei Nisru Chitza. There simply is not a Gezerah of Nisru Chitza. V'ayin L'kaman B'sim Shinchah of Ches Magen Avram Sif Katan Mem Tes, and Magum Shein Derech Lirchutz Bem, Elu L'Refuah, Asu Lirchutz Bem, Shabbos Ayim Nashu Ksavnu B'zeh. However, from a Refuah perspective, in those hot springs that people only bathe in for the sake of Refuah, you shouldn't use those on Shabbos, because that's Refuah. Even though you're allowed to bathe your body in cold water, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chavalv is going to talk about we have a minug that we don't bathe in the river, right? So we don't go swimming on Shabbos, even though the water in the swimming pool is poshrin at most, right? It's usually poshrin or below. It's not mayim cham and typically in a swimming pool. Nevertheless, we still don't go swimming on Shabbos because our minug is we don't even bathe in cold water. Says the Shulchan Aruch Siv Beis, Yeshom. There are those that say that the heter to bathe in Chami Tveria is only if there's no roof over the area where you are. But if there's a roof over the area where you're bathing, then it's going to be the steam is going to be a very thick steam, and it's going to be similar to Zeya. You're not allowed to go to a Shvitz on Shabbos because of a Gzeira that you might come to bathe, right? That you might come to eat water to bathe. And others say, no, Lahazia is not a problem in Chamei Tveria. The whole Gzeira is only that you might come to heat water to bathe. But if you're allowed to bathe in those waters, then there shouldn't be a Gzeira against Zaya in such a case. Says Mishabrah, that because it's totally enclosed, there's going to be more Hevel, there's going to be more steam, and it's going to lead to Zaya. Vizaya also could come on Sifya Beis. But the other opinion says you're allowed to be Mazia in a place that's heated by Chamei Tveria. Zeya is only asur in a place where bathing in those waters would be asur. So therefore you're allowed to bathe in such a place of Chamei Tveria, so we're not going to make a gezeira of Zeya in such a case. Sif Gimel. Amas Amayim Shei Chama Asu Lahamshech L'Tocha Afil Me'erev Shabbos Silon Per Sinor Marzi V'Silon Dover Echadeim Shel Tzonein U'Pia Silon Yotzi Chutz La'ama U'Meim Av Nishpachem Lu'uka Perish Guma Shebekarka. What they used to do is that they had a naturally hot spring. They would run a pipe of cold water through the naturally hot spring so that the water would get heated as it ran through that spring. So you're not allowed to do that. V'Yemim Shicho Asurim. And if you did that, even from Merav Shabbos, that water is also to use on Shabbos. Afilu amayim shenichnu sala merav Shabbos berchitzu b'shtiya kilu huchmu b'shabbos. We view that as if it was heated on Shabbos. V'im hevi silon shel mayim erev yom tov, and if you run a pipe of water from erev yom tov b'yom tov kechamin shuchmu b'yom tov va'asurim berchitzu mutarim b'shtiya. So we view that water like water that was heated on Yantif, and just like you're not allowed to bathe in water that was heated on Yantif, but you are allowed to drink water that was heated on Yantif, so you'd be allowed to use that as drinking water on Yantif, but not as bathing water on Yantif. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Beis Silon Shel Tzonein Kedei Sheyischamu Mechom Amas Hamayim. The reason they ran this pipe is so that it would get heated from the natural heat of the spring. What's the Yisro over here? Hatmana, that you're being matmin. The water inside the pipe is being surrounded by a pipe which is surrounded by hot water that is heating the whole thing up. So that's Hatmana B'davar HaMos of Hevel, which you're not even allowed to do on Erev Shabbos. Yotze V'chulei'ani Shemam Shechas Hatzorin Derech Silon Amukov Mikol Tzad. It goes through this pipe that's totally enclosed. Ve'en Mesar V'meimah V'mechamin. The actual cold water doesn't mix with the hot water. Avalim Pi Asilon Nichnas L'Toch Ha'am V'Mesar V'Hatzorin V'mechamin Yachad. If it actually did mix, if the pipe just dumped cold water into the hot water, then Shari Af Berechitzim M'shichem Erev Shabbos. Then it would be mutter even to bathe in such a thing, because that's not Hatmana anymore. That's just hot springs where you added some cold water to that springs where you're allowed to bathe in that on Shabbos. Cases they sealed off the edge of the pipe as it filled with cold water so that it could stay in that pipe and get heated. And it stayed that way until Shabbos. And then on Shabbos they opened one end of the pipe so the water can come out into a little pool that they had in the ground. lo huchma b'Shabbos el mibod yom. But the heating all happened before Shabbos. Rakshay mutmanah b'Shabbos, but it stayed insulated throughout Shabbos. Afilu achi asurim, it's still asur. Kichal hatmanah b'mosav hevel shasraf b'di'evet, where we say hatmanah b'davar b'mosav hevel is asur b'di'evet. Kilu huchma b'Shabbos rotzlamer v'afilu lirchitz ben yadav asur. We view it as if it was heated on Shabbos, meaning you're not even allowed to wash your hands with it. V'asurim b'rchitza, because remember we said before that if you eat water on erev Shabbos, you're allowed to wash your hands and face with it. But you eat water on Shabbos, you're not even allowed to wash your hands with it. V'asurim b'rchitza, and if it was on yantiv, you're not allowed to bathe with it. Ratzalomer kol gufo, aval yadav mutar, but you're allowed to wash your hands with water heated on yantiv. K'mosh kazav sim tafku viral sif beis, right? That's a basic halach in hilchos yantiv, that you're allowed to heat water on yantiv to wash your hands, face, and feet. Sif dalit, sifim dalit, and hey, we're going to read together because it's really one, I'm not sure why it was broken up into two sifim. Lo yishtatif adam b'tzon in kol gufo v'yishchamim k'neged ha-madura. A person should not rinse his entire body in cold water and then heat his body, his soaking wet body, by a fire. Mnei shemafshir mayim shalav, because it's warming the water that's on him. V'nim sokoroch, it's kol gufo b'chamim. It's not bishul unless it gets the yatzoledes, which it's not going to get to. But it's going to be a violation of bathing in warm water, because you bathed in cold water, but now you're warming the water as it's on your body. Aval mutu l'shtatif b'tzon in achar sheneschamim etzel ha'esh. However, you're allowed to rinse off with cold water after your body has been heated by the fire. So if you're very, very hot, you can still rinse off in cold water. That's not called that you're heating up the water, even though your body is hot. Sif hei, yesh om shetzorch lizor shalol l'chamim yodav etzel ha'esh achar netilam lo yinagivim t'chila yofa. Some say it's not only about your whole body, even if you just rinse your hands in cold water, not to heat up those hands by the fire. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. What are they arguing about? V'nimso korocha, it's called gufo, zeh min l'shon ha-rambam. The sif dalet is from l'shon of the Rambam. Ratzalomer, shein lasam nechim ma-mayim gufo. We're not answering the heating of the water to have shereinu b'chal bishul, because it's not bishul of the water, it's not getting tiyat soledes. Rak min l'chashash rechitza. The whole issue is bathing. Usfirli, t'kivin shein zeh rechitza gemura, asu rak cham shuch m'merev Shabbos, dein osarel kol gufo. And the opinion quoted in sif dalet holds that it's not real rechitza, so they consider it like something that was heated on Erev Shabbos, where it's only usher to bathe your whole body. And the Yesh Omrim in the next Sif, in Sif Hey, which we read, holds that we view this water as if it was heated on Shabbos, because it is being heated on Shabbos. It's cold water that's on your body that you're sitting right next to a fire with. And water heated on Shabbos, you're not even allowed to wash your hands, face, and feet with. Now, normally when we talk about water heated on Shabbos, we're talking about where you did an aveira in heating that water. You did bishul or havara or something. Over here, you didn't do an aveira, you didn't do bishul on the water. But we don't make a chilik. That even water that was only hufshar on Shabbos, and it's not yatzoledes ben, is also usher to bathe with even a single limb. I wonder if a heated pool would have that would be in that same category. It's mayim shuhuchmu on Shabbos because the heating element is on in the pool. I wonder what the status would be. Do we view that as cold or not? So achar shen schamim sheina mayim scham min kol kach. So the water doesn't get so heated up. So let's review what we learned tonight. We said that you're not allowed to bathe or shower the majority of your body, even one limb at a time, with water that was heated before Shabbos, but you could bathe in cold water or in naturally hot springs. Then we said that there's a machlokas if you can bathe in a chamei teveria that happens to be under a roof. Is that a violation of zeya? And then we said that you're not allowed to run a pipe of cold water through a hot spring, even on Erev Shabbos, because that's hatmana b'davar ha-mosef hevel. And then in Sifim Dalet and Hey, we said that it's an isser of bathing to warm up next to a fire after rinsing your entire body in cold water, but there's a machlokas whether it's even usher to do that with a single limb, like to wash your hands and then heat up the water on your hands by putting it next to a fire. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday we will continue with Se'ifim Vav, Zayin, and Ches. Everyone have a wonderful evening.